Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in this week for another video. The title of this video is, Can You Answer This Question Quickly? Almost nobody can. And before I tell you what the question is, I want to remind you that I'm going to be talking about another video. And to see that video, you'll have to get the link from the description box below this video. So the question is, what do you want? What do you want? It is the hardest question for people to answer. I know when you're facing divorce and a troubling marriage and you ask your wife, what do you want? The biggest answer you get is, I don't know. I don't know. Well, what can I do? I don't know. What do you need? I don't know. What do I need to do to make you happy? I don't know. So it's a hard question to answer. But when I ask guys, okay, big shot, what do you want? I'm tired of being ignored, and I'm tired of not getting any attention. I'm tired of her treating me like I'm nothing. And I said, well, you didn't tell me what you wanted. You just told me what you did want. And so part of knowing what it is you want is getting clear on what you won't accept. It's knowing where your boundaries are. And that's what the video is about. So let's talk about the boundaries first and getting clear on what you don't want. And then I want to help you get clear on answering the question, what do you want? In the video, there's Kristen Bell, the actress from Hollywood. She's married to another actor named Dax Shepard. And in this short video, she explains how her husband trained her to fight. I don't know when they got married, but they are two pretty mature people. And she said, he's got so much self-respect. I fought really badly. You'll see it in the video. She explains how she was such a bad fighter. And he told her, with no uncertain terms, you know what? This isn't going to work. This will kill our marriage. You can't fight like that. You're not really good at fighting at all, so we need to help you fight better. So here are some new rules for fighting. This is what we need to do, because we won't last. And I won't put up with this, because I have way too much self-respect. I want you to watch the rest of the video so you can see how it turned out, because it's a great example of a guy standing up for what he believes in. So not only was he clear that he did not want a marriage in which toxic fighting was a norm, he wants to have something else. So what do you want? If you don't want a marriage that has toxic fighting or distance or a total separation of you and your wife, sexlessness, right? No intimacy, no connection, no attraction, no common goals in life. If you know you don't want that, what do you want? Be clear. Real quickly, you can say, I want a marriage in which we like each other, period. That's my only rule. You could say, I want a marriage in which we both make a mutual effort to make the marriage better every day. I want a marriage where we end every day feeling more connected, more trusting, and feel more respect and love for each other. I want a marriage, blah, blah, blah. You have to come up with something really clear about what you do want, because it's not enough to say what you don't want. So, what do you want? You can want more than one thing, right? You can have more than one sentence. I want to be in a relationship that's built on the foundation of mutual trust, respect, and intimacy. How about, I want to be in a relationship where kindness is the first thing we start with each day. I want to be in a relationship where we share a mutual desire to be in each other's company. We're on the same page with money, sex, and children, and I want us to have a common plan that we're both working to. Those are examples, right? Come up with your own. Come up with your own examples on what you want. Be clear. Say them to yourself. Don't be ashamed to say what you want, because if you spend all your life talking about what you don't want and not talking about what you do want, you'll probably never be able to get that. Because part of being a creator in this life, creating the dream and creating the life that you want, you have to be crystal, crystal clear on what it is you want and be totally unashamed and unapologetic in saying it out loud. I hope that helps you this week. Take care, brother.